As the sun set behind the mountains, the air grew colder and the winds picked up. In the center of a clearing stood two figures. The first was a tall, regal-looking woman, adorned in a shimmering cloak and a crown of silver and diamonds. She was the queen of the kingdom, feared and revered by all who knew her. The second was a young man, dressed in ragged clothes and carrying a worn satchel. He was a traveler wandering the land in search of adventure. "Why have you come here, stranger?" the queen asked, her voice commanding and unwavering.
I have come seeking your help, your majesty," the traveler replied, his voice trembling with fear and respect.
I've heard of your great power and wisdom, and I hope you can assist me in my quest."
The queen looked up upon the traveler with a mixture of amusement and curiosity.
"And what quest is that?" she asked.
"I seek the legendary Sword of Light, said to hold the power to defeat the darkness that threatens our land," the traveler explained.
The queen raised an eyebrow. "And why do you believe I can help you find this sword?"
"It is said that the Sword of Light is guarded by a powerful sorceress, who can only be approached by one who is pure of heart and intentions. I have heard that you possess the gift of magic, and I believe you are the only one who can help me reach the sorceress and obtain the sword."
The queen smiled. "Well, traveler, it seems your quest has brought you to the right place.
I will consider your request, but first, you must prove your worth. Show me that you are indeed pure of heart and worthy of the task ahead."
The traveler took a deep breath and stood tall, ready to face whatever challenge the queen may have in store for him. And with that, the journey to find the Sword of Light began.